Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Busy day, Miss Message.
Do you think we'll have time to get through all the letters and all the stories?
Well, things have a way of working out, so we better get to work and
right.
get our work out.
Quickly.
We have really got a stack of letters and some good-looking stories here.
This is the first letter from Chris Pierce. Dear Santa, I'm in the first grade. I would like a new bike and a racetrack. I want a new truck and a walkie-talkie. I also want some sweatshirts, games, and some new pencils.
Mm-hmm.
I want a $6 million man and a blip game. I've been a good boy this year. I'll leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Chris Pierce.
That's a very nicely written letter from Chris. I like the way he makes his E's in there. There's nothing particular except that they stand out. You can tell they're good-looking E's. Here's a letter from Dwayne Mills. And Dwayne writes, Dear Santa, I am 4 years old, and I have been a very good boy this year. I would like a talking Bugs Bunny, a light bright, a cowboy suit and cowboy boots, and a racetrack, and anything you think I might need. And Dwayne Mills says, please bring my teacher, Sherry Fisher, a nice present too, and my other two teachers something too. I'll leave you milk and cookies. Love, Dwayne Mills.
This one's from Dennis Holmes. Dear Santa, I would like to have a camera, a walkie-talkie, that's another one ad for a walkie-talkie there, some clothes, socks to keep my feet warm, and thank you and have a Merry Christmas. Love, Dennis Holmes.
Okay, Dennis is short and sweet. Here's another one that's fairly short and sweet and very nicely done. Dear Santa, my name is Jim, and I'm 3 years old. I've been a good boy this year. I would like a truck with a real tailgate, a train, some blocks, a chainsaw, and a matchbox car garage, and a fire hat. What a collection of good things. And says Jim, I will leave you a glass of chocolate milk and some cookies. Love, Jim Jones. I've got one letter, and then what do you say we have a story before we get to the rest of these letters?
Oh, okay. Right?
Okay, fine. This is from a whole bunch of people. Writes, Dear Santa, my name is Mark Hughes, and I am 9 years old. I want to also write for my sister, Laura, who is 7, and my little cousin, Kristen Smith, who is only 2 years old and cannot write yet. And I tell you that Mark really writes a very, very easily read hand. Mark says, I would like you to bring me a Star Wars Death Star space station and a Shoots Away game. I would also like a star bird. Laura would like a baby Wet and Care, a Play-Doh hamburger and malt shop, and a boy stretch octopus, Miss Message? A stretch octopus? Chris would like a soft baby doll and a baby carriage. Anything that you leave us, I'm sure, we'll like. And we'll leave some food and milk on the coffee table. And it's love, Mark and Laura Hughes and Kristen Smith. There. Now, what about a story?
Okay, this one is from a sixth grader at Prospect, Kelly Gilmore. And Kelly's story is entitled Santa Dog.
Lavishly illustrated.
Yeah, the picture on the front is a nice little dog in a Santa suit.
That's a sort of a dachshund, wouldn't you say? A beard.
Right. The story is entitled Santa Dog. Once there was a boy by the name of Charles. He wanted a dog very much, but he couldn't find one. He asked everyone if they had a dog to give away, but no one did. But one day, Charles was walking down the street when he saw a dog in a friend's yard. When he started at him, the dog started to run. The picture at the bottom shows Charles saying, "Come here, boy," and the dog running away. He followed the dog and tried to catch him, but he couldn't, so he followed him some more. The dog ran away from Charles, and he couldn't find him anywhere. He was nowhere to be found. Oh, That picture was Charles looking everywhere for the dog.
Yeah.
Charles kept on looking for the dog, but he still couldn't find him anywhere. He went home and told his mother about the dog he had seen that day. He told his mother that he wanted only a dog for Christmas. His mother said, if you pray for something hard enough, you might get it. It was a week to Christmas, and he prayed every night. On Christmas night, he prayed for the dog. When he climbed in his bed, he heard a dog barking outside of his window. He opened his window and saw the dog. He went and opened up the front door and let the dog in, and told his mother and father about the dog that came on Christmas night. Charles named the dog Santa Dog because he came on Christmas Eve. The end.
Except there is the dog arriving at the door of Charles's house. He's really done a nice job with the illustrations here, Miss Message.
Kelly Gilmore in the sixth grade.
A good job, Kelly. Well, we've got a few more letters to read, Miss Message. Here's one from James Jacobs, who writes, Dear Santa, I've been good this year. I want a remote control car and a piano. I'm going to leave you some cake and milk and nuts. Love, James Jacobs.
Let's see. I've got three more. You've got
all
two
right,
more.
All right, well, I'll read one of them.
Okay. Dear Santa, writes Kenneth Lewis, for Christmas, I want a car and a bike and a wagon and a remote control, guitar and drum set and a CB and a sleigh and a piano. Love, Kenneth Lewis.
Kenneth needs a piano too, huh? Well, I'm going to have a bunch of musicians here. Okay, here's one from Charles E. Pierce, Jr. Dear Santa Claus, my name is Charles E. Pierce, Jr. I'm in the fifth grade. I want a digital derby, a rabbit hunt, a digital watch, a two-channel radio control van. I also want a telescope and a BB gun and a football outfit. We will leave you some cookies and milk. Have a nice trip. Oh, says Charles, bring something for Mom and Dad, too. Love, Charles E. Pierce, Jr.
Well, Tracy Washington writes, Dear Santa, for Christmas I want a racetrack and a remote control van. From Tracy Washington. That's all.
Tracy is limiting her choices, or his choices as the case may be. I guess that's his. Sometimes boys and girls' names get you confused. I suppose Lorenzo is a boy's name. And let's see if we can tell from what Lorenzo Collins writes. Lorenzo says, sure I am. Okay, Dear Santa, for Christmas, I want a remote control van, and if you get it, I will leave you a chocolate cake. Also a remote control robot. Love, Lorenzo Collins. Is Lorenzo going to leave Santa a remote control robot? No, I think he just had an afterthought that he would like to have one. Okay, Santa understands Lorenzo.
How about another story now?
All right, I have one written by Tracy Utz, who also has excellent handwriting. Tracy is in the eighth grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. All our stories are by the pupils of the Prospect Heights Middle School this year. Tracy Utz's story is entitled, A Happy Christmas. One day, not too long ago, there was a four-member family who lived in a small town called Littletown. This family's name was the Canmans, and they were slightly poor. Mr. Canman worked in a big factory building as a janitor, and was not paid very well, so their house was small and shabby. This year was going to be different. Mr. Canman's boss, a nice soft-hearted guy, was going to dress up as Santa Claus and take them gifts and food. It was going to be a surprise. It was the 23rd of December, snowing very lightly. Mr. Hans, that's Mr. Canman's boss, went out and bought $150 worth of toys for the Canman's two children, Tom and Susan. After he had finished shopping for the toys, he went out and bought a ham, turkey, and many other delicious foods that people eat on Christmas, along with many beverages. Then, on the 24th of December, late that night, Mr. Hans dressed up as Santa Claus and put all of the toys and food in his truck and went over to the Canman's house and went down the chimney with a tree and all for the family. And he took his time. He set everything up. It took about 4 hours. And when the Canmans woke up, they were very surprised and happy. So they had a Merry Christmas. And I hope you do, too. By Tracy Utz. Tracy, that's a nice story.
Well, No, I didn't ask you about it last night, but did you go to the parade in Orange Friday?
Oh, sure, Miss Message. I was hanging from the tree tops. I was trying to get a good view wherever I was. It was quite a crowd.
Funny how warm it was. More like a spring night than Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, it was fun anyway.
You know, the one thing we haven't had yet this year?
No, what?
The company newsletter.
Oh, I wonder if they're too busy at Santa's workshop to get one out. I sort of missed the news. Why don't we stick a note in the mailbag today and ask what's happened?
All right, good idea. Let me write. Dear Santa, no newsletter yet. What's up? Question mark? There, now, put that in with all the letters, and we'll see what happens. We better get this sack packed.
Okay.
Get it? All right. Got them all in. Don't forget Tracy's there. All right, got it all in there.
Well, it's all done, and now it's on to Santa Claus. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.